With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ed Donahue reports on severe weather along the West Coast, with at least two people dead so far.
The storm system is being called a bomb cyclone. Strong winds and heavy rain. Trees are down. Power is out. Some falling trees got very close to this man near Seattle.
Landed, you know, far enough behind me where I was, like, going to be safe, but I didn't know that in the moment.
A tree fell onto Wendy Harrington's house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass.
She spoke to Como TV. Some parts of Oregon could get as much as 16 inches of rain. The system is moving into Northern California. Flash flooding and rock slides are possible. Heavy, wet snow is expected in mountain areas. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Venezuelan man has been convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Clark County Superior Court Judge Patrick Haggard read out the verdict against Jose Ibarra.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty.
Ibarra illegally entered the U.S. in 2022 and was allowed to stay in the country as he pursued his immigration case. Donald Trump's pick for education secretary is Linda McMahon. Here's Haya Panjawi with more details.
McMahon led the Small Business Administration during Trump's first term. Trump praised her at a Mar-a-Lago press conference in March 2019.
Linda McMahon has done an incredible job. As the head of the Small Business Administration, she has been a superstar.
And McMahon said at that same news conference, she appreciated being able to serve on Trump's cabinet.
It has been an honor to serve the country in your cabinet, and serve the administration, and the people of the United States and small business.
McMahon served on the Connecticut Board of Education for a year and spent years on the Board of Trustees for Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is SRN News. Another poll out just shows faith is on the decline in this country. We get the details from Michael Harrington.
According to the latest from Rasmussen Reports, 52% of America's young adults say they are not religious. This is just the latest survey to demonstrate that previous generations have failed to transmit their faith to the younger cohort that is coming up. The fact that most younger adults are not religious doesn't mean they are uninterested in spiritual things. Many are investigating astrology, spiritualism, and other occult practices. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down Wyoming's ban on abortion and its first in the country explicit prohibition on the use of medication to end a pregnancy. Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens ruled that the laws violate women's rights under the state constitution. Abortion has remained legal in Wyoming while the judge blocked the laws from taking effect in previous orders as the case was reviewed. This is SRN News. Manhattan prosecutors say they will oppose a request by Donald Trump's attorneys to dismiss his 34-count felony conviction, but suggest they are open to postponing proceedings.
In a letter submitted to the court, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office acknowledged a significant change in circumstances due to Trump's election win on November 5th. The president-elect, who will take office January 20th and serve until 2029, had been scheduled for sentencing next week and faced up to 4 years in prison. Prosecutors asked for a pause in proceedings until after December 9th, when they said that they would like to file their reply to Trump's upcoming motion to dismiss the case. Earlier this year, a Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of falsifying business records. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Biden administration is changing course and will now allow Ukraine to use American-supplied anti-personnel landmines. That's intended to help slow down Russia's battlefield progress in the war. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.